I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So you stayed over here last night?
I did. We have a six-month-old baby at home, and my wife, I'm not sure if she actually wanted to get me out of the house or if she wanted me to get a good night's sleep. But I stayed here, was well-rested, you know, prepared my my pitch on why I'm the best candidate. And I actually called Ashley this morning, too. I said, how'd the baby do? She goes, he was screaming all night long. So I want to be well-rested and prepared, and it's a big interview. There's a lot at stake here, and so I'm making my case that I'm the strongest candidate, but I'm also the safest bet. There's a negative domino effect if we go with someone from the state senate or the assembly, and my candidacy has no risk. There's no down ballot negative consequences with my candidacy. So I'm going to make it my best pitch that I'll be the best representative in Congress. At the end of the process, I'm going to support whoever the nominee is going to be.
You're not concerned at all that Nick may think, hey, this is the guy who was going to take on Poland Cars next year.
Our entire political universe blew up on August 8th at 7:30 a.m. Everybody's plans changed. The one certainty in politics is uncertainty is king. And no one knew we'd ever be in this position where we're going to be selecting a new congressman. And so the one great thing about Nick Langworthy is that he's great at candidate recruitment. I never came on the scene until May of the election that I ran, just a few months before. So one good thing that Nick Langworthy is great at is candidate recruitment. I think the most important pressing need right now is to fill this congressional seat. And then we've got a lot of time to worry about Erie County Executive next year.
What would you say to taxpayers who may feel, okay, the controller, is there an audit he should be checking out or something else?
Oh, we are.
He's running for Congress.
Yeah.
Can you mention an audit you're doing right now?
And no different than when Mark Poloncarz ran for county executive when he was controller.
But he didn't run for Congress.
Well, he ran for county executive. Mark Poloncarz was the sitting controller.
Is a big district.
Sure, it is. And it's a district I know very well. You know, my parents used to camp at Skyline and Darien Center. I used to fish the creek behind the Attica Fire Hall. Spent a lot of time in Arcade where I hunt around the corner from the Burger King on Route 98. We have great civil service staff that's maintaining and running the Office of Erie County Controller. I remember, Ron, even when David Schenck was appointed, there was no county controller in the office for 2 months. And so we have audit plans, we have accounting plans, so the office is humming and running very well.
Stefan, for the most part, this entire situation, it's been civil among the
pretty much
Republican
so.
Potentials. Carl Paladino, though, just said that he doesn't think anyone else on that list has what it takes to do the job, to get the job done. Do you have any response to that?
I think everyone would make a great member of Congress, and I'm going to support the ticket 100% no matter who it may be. We Republicans stick together. This seat is incredibly important. The Democrats are going to throw the kitchen sink at us in November. They want to turn this seat blue. And it's incredibly important to be a team, to be unified. And that's why I've said from day one, Chris, no matter who the candidate's going to be, I will support them 100%.
You mentioned kind of the domino issue. I'm sorry, go ahead, Susan.
So why are you the best candidate? Why are you the most?
I feel as though I'm the strongest candidate because I check off a lot of boxes. I've won as a conservative Republican in dark, deep blue Erie County 3 times. I'm conservative, pro-life, I'm pro-gun, I'm a concealed carry permit holder, card-carrying member of the NRA. And if I can win in deep, dark blue Erie County, I can win in this district. But I'm also the safest bet to be the nominee, because there's no negative domino effect of my candidacy. We don't lose anyone in the state senate or the state assembly if a judge does rule, and it's quite possible that Chris Collins stays on the ballot.
A lot of people talked about the, being in tune with the values of this district. I'm sure you'll have kind of your pitches as well. Or what are kind of the main issues that you see for this district that need to be taken care of? What are kind of the issues that you plan to champion?
Yeah, it's a great question. Personally, I check off every box. concealed carry permit holder, card-carrying member of the NRA, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and I support the president's tax cuts. I would fight for a second round of tax cuts. They work well for the American economy, and we should take money out of the pockets of the politicians in Washington and put it back in the people's pockets. They're the ones that paid the bill in the first place. I support the president on tariffs. China has run roughshod over the United States by dumping their steel and inflating their currency. So I support tariffs in that respect. I also support sensible legal immigration. My whole family came here legally in 1965, but we also have to be very mindful of the role of farmers when it comes to immigration reform. But a country without borders is not a country. And so I wholeheartedly support legal, smart immigration and a lot of President Trump's policies.
Do you feel there'll be a choice by the end of the week?
No.
What do you think?
It's wholeheartedly up to the 8 committee members. I think they're going to vet the candidates very well. They're very strong candidates, and no matter who it's going to be, we have to make sure we keep this seat red.
Have you already raised funds for a congressional campaign?
We have commitments. I cannot because I am not an official candidate for Congress yet. So one of the first things I did was build a fundraising committee. We have CEOs from Buffalo to Rochester on this committee, and now they've committed $125,000 in resources for this race. So if I am the nominee, I can hit the ground running immediately. We flip the switch, and we start campaigning on day one.
You wouldn't tell us who some of those contributors are?
No, because I may not be the candidate. And I'm going to hold.
We've already started fundraising. Talking about
this. We absolutely have. Yeah, time is of the essence, Ron. We don't have a lot of time.
But you can't say who some.
Absolutely not, because absolutely not.
Okay.
What other ground have you done? Have you put any polling out there? What are the projects that you're doing to get ready for this?
It's a great question. There was a national poll out of Washington that shows I am now the front runner. I'm ahead by 13 points. I think it's Nate McMurray, and we haven't spent a dime. I've called every county chair. I actually hand-wrote notes to every single town chair in the district explaining why I'm the best candidate. So I've done literally everything I could to be the nominee. And so at the end of the process, if I'm not, I feel great about what I did and going for it, but I will do whatever I can to support whoever the nominee is going to be.
What poll is it?
It was the one out of Washington that they released publicly.
Which, do you know who it is?
No idea.
Okay.
No, it was the one where Pat Gallivan was up by 20. He's obviously out of the running. I think that's the one.
Okay, out of Ohio.
Yeah.
Thank you. How many Republican town chairs is that, out of curiosity, that you handwrote notes to?
A lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.